take a deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and as you slowly let it out, close your eyes and relax them completely. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time, as you release it, let go of any tension or tightness you might be feeling in your body, and this causes you to relax deeper and deeper. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and this time, as you let it out, let go of any negative thoughts that might be going around in your head, and this causes you to become even more relaxed. And then finally, take another deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time, as you release it, let go of any emotions that don't support you, so the only thing that you hear is the sound of my voice. This NeuroBooster is designed to increase your self-esteem. To begin, I want you to determine what your level of self-esteem is at this very moment. Use a scale from 1, being very low, to 100, being exceptional. All you need to do is take a deep breath in, hold it for a few moments, and ask within, what's my level of self-esteem? And a number pops up. And when that number pops up, just store that somewhere where you keep important information. You may even just write it down for a moment. Now, to improve your self-esteem, all you need to do is to go on this journey with me. Just imagine the local newspaper is going to write an article about you. And your friends tell you to be ready for this interview, you should prepare. So I want you to imagine that you're sitting in this room that's divided in two by a glass wall, and on one side of the room is a table, a chair, a tablet of paper, and a pen. Just imagine yourself sitting there writing your accomplishments all the way back to when you were a small child doing those finger paintings, and your parents thought you were the next Picasso. They were so excited, you were so proud. So write accomplishments that you did when you were so young, and what you did in Sunday school, and accomplishments you are proud of with your family and your friends. Think about the accomplishments you did when you were in elementary school, some of the projects you did that you were proud of. Things you did in Sunday school. Think about the projects you did in high school, summer jobs. Things that your parents were proud of, you were proud of. I want you to think about summer jobs that you were you're amazing at. I want you to think of moments in college when you were spectacular, those moments you're proud of. Think about moments in your early career with your family, with your kids that you were proud of. Think about the projects you did at work that you're proud of. And as you think about those things and you're sitting there writing your accomplishments, the essence of who you are, some people might call it soul, others might call it higher self, steps out of your body and floats out of your body beyond the glass wall that's separating the two halves of the room. And you stand there looking through that glass wall at you writing your accomplishments on the other side of the room. And as you're standing there watching yourself write about your accomplishments, think about someone from your life that loves you dearly or values you highly, whoever that person is for you. Just imagine that they're standing right next to you. And when you have that person standing right next to you, sense your spirit for a moment. Go ahead, step into their body. And as you do that, you can see yourself through their loving eyes. Notice how they see you, with their loving and their caring. And as you do that, you get a really good sense of that. And I want you to hear what they think about you, how much they love you, how much they value you. And when you get a good sense of that, since you're in their body, I want you to get a sense of the depth of their emotions for you, how much they truly love you, how much they care about you. and how much they value you. When you do that, you have three things that are incredibly important: how they see you through their loving eyes, hearing their thoughts about you, and the depths of their emotions. And with that, I want you to step out of their body, step through that glass wall to where you are right now at this very moment, and step back into your body. And when you do that, it changes things. It changes the way you feel about yourself. It increases your self-esteem. This is an organic way of doing that. This will last you the rest of the day. And anytime you need a boost before an important meeting, anytime you need a boost before an important event, all you need to do is play this track again, boost your self-esteem, and know with certainty you are going to do amazingly well.